What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. iowabusinessjournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Today we are on location at Ritual Cafe, downtown Des Moines, with Phil K. James of, yes, Good Milkshake Digital. Hey, Phil.
Michael, it's always the highlight of my week.
It is.
And we've been hanging out a lot lately
this
together.
This is episode 15 of Marketing for Business.
Yep.
Can you believe it? 15 weeks we've been doing this.
I know. I think that I used to have all this hair.
Anyway, it's like we're dating.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we're now engaged.
Yeah, here we are. We're actually doing some work.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You and I have spent a lot of time together over the past 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were with client meetings, talking about cheese, mm-hmm. talking about events,
yeah.
talking about social media. Yeah. What surprises you about how some marketers market things?
I'm surprised.
I want you to dig back into our conversation of the past 2 days.
We can't talk specifics, but like, I mean, I don't know if we can.
No,
probably
we can,
shouldn't.
Not yet.
Right. But we have. What shocks me is that there are so many people out there that not only are not taking advantage of social media, but when they do, they are not. They're not treating it with the respect that it deserves. What I mean is that, you know, our mutual friends we just they do lots of storytelling,
and
these are individuals that they're talking every day, like we're talking about in depth. We're talking blogs, Pinterest, Twitter,
and
Facebook,
connects.
Instagram, and each one of them has their own sort of unique voice. They all have the same attitude, you know, and that sort of thing. I know I'm about to knock my coffee over.
Don't do that.
but you know, like it blows my mind that people, and I'm not going to pick on anybody in particular because I don't do that even in my own social media, but there's one really sizable local brand, and on Twitter they post coupons.
Yeah. No stories.
No engagement. It must work for them because they are a big, sophisticated brand.
And they still do it.
They still do it over and over and over. And go ahead.
Let me bounce back to you on that. One of the things that restaurateurs tell me all the time, and you're in that space, many restaurateurs say, you know, why would I do a Groupon or something like that? They're only going to come into my place one time for the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I need to create lasting relationships with my customers. Maybe getting them in once and giving half of my profit away works, but mm-hmm. maybe it doesn't.
Well, that's a good way to think of it because, you know, I'm quick to judge. I'm sometimes too quick to judge. We all are. But, you know, I think about it in terms of if I'm doing a Groupon and I give away half off on a lunch, and I'm only getting 20% back.
Yes.
Off of the total bill, I'm already underwater. At the same time, what happens to those people when they actually come in the door? So what happens when they come in the door? Are you getting their email address? Are you having a conversation with them about what you do and your mission and everything that you're about? Because if you're actually going to go out and spend the money to drop, you know, drop $5 or $6 on, you know, basically per customer, you're spending $5 or $6
sure.
that you wouldn't normally spend. You better get them. When they get in the door, I mean, that's a pretty valuable customer. You better do something with that person if you're going to get 200
them,
of them.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's
how do you get them to come in next time?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, Phil, We see this all the time, to your point of a very well-known brand that all they're doing is couponing.
Yep.
You know, missing.
I think you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I think I do. We're not going to say it.
We're not going to say it.
But, yeah. So what the hell are you doing to make those people your brand warriors, to have them coming back, to be engaged?
Well, okay.
And get that data.
Yes. Restaurants are obviously my jam. Love them. Here's the most brilliant piece of advice that I heard on our friend Gary Vaynerchuk's show, right?
All right.
Okay, we already know from the National Restaurant Association that the likelihood of somebody coming into your store and coming back a second time is 41%. The likelihood of them coming back a second time or a third time is 43%. The likelihood of them coming back a third time is 70%.
So every successful interaction builds brand loyalty.
Right. And so getting them in. So when I hear the word Groupon, I'm not as snobbish as I used to be on Groupon, because it as long as somebody is actually doing something to get them in the door right away, that would be something that, okay, it's worth $5 to me if they're going to do something about it. Now, if that individual is, so what I would do is, are you familiar with the guy that he has the bar takeover show?
Yeah, sure, sure.
John.
I've seen the show.
All right, it's going to kill me that I'm not.
That's all right. That's all right.
All right. Basically, what he does, he was on Gary Vaynerchuk's show, and he was talking about how when you're a restaurant and you have a something like, you know, a first customer come in, you ask them right away, is this your first time here? Great. And you put a red napkin on their table. And then so the red napkin is sort of a signal to everybody in the restaurant, this person is special. So you're thinking, this person's going to get extra attention, touch on the shoulder, maybe even get your best server over there. You're not lying to them, but you just want to make sure you treat them with the utmost respect. Not that you wouldn't treat your other customers that way.
No, but we're trying to turn somebody into being a regular.
Right. And so what you do is you say, oh, how was your meal? You know what? Next time you come in, I'm going to give you, have you tried the chicken? I'm going to give you half off the chicken. You write your name on a business card. The owner comes over, writes the name, slaps it on the table. Done. Next time the person comes in, they try the chicken. Comes over. Great. How was it? You know what? Have you tried our ribs? Our ribs are fantastic. Well, I don't really dig on pork or anything. Okay. But what about, here's a slice of this pecan pie. I know that it's the best thing that I've ever eaten, and so this
and
person's
what's
like,
"What's going to happen?
Yeah,
what's this person going to do?
The third time, they're going to come in a third time, and hopefully, the idea is to get them to that third time, and where I try to do when I build my clientele, my list of I try to get each one of these customers or each one of my clients an additional dozen people per month that become regular customers.
Right. And here's what's going to happen, because in our world of social media, the person that has just been treated like a king in this restaurant that is the first or second time that they're there, they are going to become your brand warrior. And you know they're going to be Snapchatting, Instagramming that piece of pie or that chicken, and guess what I happened at me at the XYZ restaurant. And they're going to tell 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 of their friends what happened. What?
Right.
And so what'd that cost you?
Well, it costs you about $300 a year for a Snapchat filter. If we're talking about, how's that for a transition?
There you go.
At a place like that, depending on where you are in town, for example, there's a bar client of mine just hired me to work them in downtown Omaha. Okay. Not doing a ton of stuff for them, but one of the things that I suggested was to look into Snapchat filters. And people that aren't familiar with Snapchat, I know you don't use it.
I
ever.
Don't use no.
Okay, I mean, I rarely
I'm an Instagram
use it.
Guy.
I'm like on the like
as
I'm so
fact,
old.
As a matter of fact, on my Instagram right now is a photograph of Max Wellman
Whoa.
Sitting at Ritual Cafe.
Whoa! Yeah. I know.
Right
know.
There.
Too bad this isn't live. This place would be overrun.
We should be doing video of all this, man.
I think we were going to do that. Well, yeah, maybe one of these days. All right, so here's what it blows my mind. To buy a yearly Snapchat filter that is a geo filter. So basically you're drawing a virtual fence around the business that you own for 1 year. The business owns it for 1 year. You don't have to pay like every week. You own it for 1 year. It was less than $200. $190 for one Snapchat filter. Actually, it was less than that. It was $151.
And that now, brands you
no,
and
that's,
sets
that's like yeah. It's 40 cents per day. And so what happens is somebody comes, and this is a fairly popular part of downtown Omaha. Somebody comes in there, and they're, let's say, snapping with their friends. They swipe over, and they see your filter, and they put your filter on top of that picture. So we're talking about what do you do? You ask, what do people do in order to get that person, once they get there for the third time, they're snapping pictures, they're right. Posting photos of them and their date. So you want to be there to have a filter ready for them when that happens. Like when somebody shows up, it's ridiculously cheap and
it works.
And I just bought one for a restaurant in West Des Moines. It was almost $500. It's not cheap, but for an entire year, we're talking about $1.50 per day less, right? And these people are getting, you know, already in a week's time, they've had over 7,000 people view their snaps. It blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cheap.
All right, I want to switch gears on you because you just signed up a recent client, and we're going to go to the crapper right now. We're going into the crapper, baby.
We're going to be number one in the number two business.
That's it. That's somebody's logo.
It is. Like, there's a local plumber here.
Yeah, there is a local plumber.
Yeah, but
number
it's
one, number
not,
two.
Yeah, yeah, not,
we
not
can't
this
use
guy.
That.
Nope.
So you have just signed on as a client not too very long ago, a porta potty guy.
Yeah, yeah. And tell more than what? That, more than, he's a portable toilet company.
Yeah,
there you go. He's actually... this guy, it's a fun relationship I have with a friend of mine who owns the local Valpak distributorship. He's the local franchisee
right.
of Valpak. And he approached him, and he and I have gotten to be close professionally, got some a couple of things lined up in the past, and he approached me and said, Would this work for a porta potty company? I'm like, yeah, I would definitely work for a porta potty company because there's a lot of stuff you can do that's fun. And so, yeah, what we did is we just switched up the brand a little bit. We updated his logo. We gave it a little bit of a more professional look. And it fits the brand perfectly because this guy is meticulous. He's notoriously meticulous. And he goes through and he inspects his stations after his people place them.
Give the name because we're going to put a link to...
Sure. It's Bob's Premium Privies. Used to be Bob's Septic. It still is Bob's Septic. He does that work. But we rebranded it Bob's Premium Privies thinking, well, because they're premium.
And the logo is really nice.
Yeah.
And the video is sharp.
The logo is done by our friend Kelia Paulson.
Yeah.
She's the one who made the logo. So,
you know, so here we are just name dropping everybody,
yeah, sure.
right?
Sure.
how long do all of us go back anyway? You got to think about this. We go back almost a decade with all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. We had a chance to talk about this yesterday as well about some of these Twitter connections and personal connections we made online but never haven't necessarily met in person.
Yeah.
Or people that we've met online but we've kept in touch with and still haven't hung out with on a regular basis. Yeah, it goes back to the CIB days, Central Iowa bloggers back in 2007 and 8. I mean, it's been a long time.
Well, I think this whole Bob's, what is it again?
It's Bob's Premium Privies.
Premium Privies.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, by the way, so you don't have to be looking around all over the place, although we'd like you to do that. we're gonna have a link to their video, which is way cool. Got the Mona Lisa and the whole thing going on there. And
it's performing pretty well.
I would imagine so. Well, yeah. and it's unlike anything you've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting around thinking about what a porta potty looks like, it, baby.
This is a premium privy. This is some serious business in the number. I'm done. I leave that up to your wife for the puns.
As a matter of fact, she's just calling me, I'm sure that she's putting in together with other people.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Phil. We covered a lot of ground. We talked about Snapchat. We talked about Bob's.
Yep.
The premium privies.
Yes.
We talked about restaurants and how to garner individuals and make them your brand warrior for a long time. Good stuff.
Yeah. And I'll, you know, if anybody needs a premium privy, you know where to
hook
come.
You up.
Yeah, I'm sure I could get you a deal,
or maybe if they want the upcoming deal with Noche.
Oh right, right.
Over and Max Wellman.
Right, there could be some co-branding there.
There could be.
I think
premium privies and Noche.
Yeah,
I like it.
They're both high end.
It is.
Yeah,
it all works.
Yeah.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, happy to be here every week.